Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Siz de şa'ar of arif billah Hazreti Aktas, Hazreti Mu'ana Şah Hakki Muhammed Aktas Sahib Navar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Lezzet-i Zikr-i Nam-i Khuda-i Çaman. Lezzet-i Zikr-i Nam-i Khuda-i Çaman. Lezzet-i Zikr-i Nam-i Khuda-i Çaman. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغاد کرام یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغاد کرام دامنوں کو ہمیں دل ہے کیسا مگن دل یقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء دل یقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لیت کو میں کیسا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لیت کو میں کیسا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستوں کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستوں زندہ باد وطن زندہ باد وطن ہے وطن مگن دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن مگن دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو سد وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب جلد دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب جلد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رشک چمن روز شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہو فغا روز شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہو فغا بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن لذتی ذکر نامی خدای چمن لذتی ذکر نامی خدای چمن اور غسلت کی دنیا ہی دشت و دمن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى اما بعد. Beautiful bayan of our honorable Dilafter Jada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqt Abrir Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us what is the real enjoyment of life. Everybody is looking for happiness, enjoyment, and a person wants to be in a luxurious place, enjoyable place. Hazrat explains this very beautifully, and this is in conjunction with the ayat of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the Qur'an Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala bi zikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub, that listen attentively, open your ears and listen, that only when you are soaked in the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you will have peace, contentment, no matter where you are. Irrespective of whether you are in a palace, irrespective of whether you are in a jungle, whether you are alone, whether in company, you will only have peace and happiness and real enjoyment of life is when you are soaked in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us here and says, لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَاهِ چَمَنْ. When a person gets the real enjoyment and the taste of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such a degree that it penetrates his heart, and all the time he is in the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat says, this person is in a garden. He is in a beautiful, enjoyable palace. He is enjoying himself in, because real enjoyment is not where the place you are in. It's the condition of the heart. Many people today, outwardly, they look like they're enjoying themselves. But as Hazrat mentions in the same stanza, in the second line, that a person who is unmindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he is like in a desolate jungle. He is in a very scary place. And today, that is generally the condition, I must see mine, and generally the condition of people is that outwardly they look like they are in five-star hotels, whatever the case may be, but they have got no peace, enjoyment in their life. They are totally, so to say, in a desolate jungle. So the only time a person will get peace, happiness, and he'll be like enjoying himself in a beautiful garden, is when he gets the real enjoyment of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, as Hazrat explains, you can only get it from those people who got this love of Allah. And that is why we should make lot of shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with these majalis where we can learn about taking the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then continuously we make our zikr. Then a person starts getting an idea what is the taste of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the taste of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi says so beautifully, Allah Allah ijay shirin astanam, shiro shakkar mi shawa janam tamam. That, oh Allah, your name is the sweetest name. There is no name more sweeter than you. It is more sweeter than all the outward delicacies of this world, all the enjoyable milkshakes and faludas, etc. More enjoyable than that is taking the name of Allah. But when a person's spiritual taste buds, like in the condition we are passing through, they say you lose your taste, so you can't taste properly. Really, we have lost our taste of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We don't get enjoyment in making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we, myself, more affected than this outward virus, that I've lost my taste, I've really lost my taste of Iman. And that is what I have to be worried about and begging Allah ta'ala and seeking His mercy and making tawbah and istighfar. So Hazrat says, when you don't get the taste of the love of Allah, of just taking Allah's name, forget Allah's love is talfah. Just taking the name of Allah is so enjoyable that that person is in a beautiful garden. And on the other hand, all ghaflat ki dunya hai, tashtot daman. A person loving an unmindful life, even he might be performing his salah or not, but he is not conscious that he is in the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like Hazrat teaches us here, that we have come here to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. I come to the house of Allah and I haven't felt the presence of Allah. That means I was unmindful, I was not here. So this unmindfulness of ours, and the Hazrat explains us many times that what destruction it can cause in our dunya, then in our deen what destruction it will cause. A person driving just unmindfully busy with his cell phone, and where he lands up. A big accident. But more worse than that, if a person is unmindful and he casts evil glances, his iman is at stake. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize these realities. Then Hazrat explains how to come out of this unmindful state of ours. Ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam par, pa gaya wo bahari watan. That person now who moved away and made hijrat only for the pleasure of Allah. In other words, real hijrat is, you are in a certain place and then evil started in that place, or you were invited to a place and you came there and you saw all types of evil, immediately you move away from that place. You move away from a place where you can't make the ibadat of Allah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like today, many a people are making hijrat, moving from country to country. They're looking for better pastures. But we can see Allah Ta'ala is in control of the whole world. Wherever you will go, the same Allah is there. So if you really want enjoyment, build your connection with Allah and then make hijrat for the pleasure of Allah. In other words, run away from those places where you will be involved in the disobedience of Allah. Then Hazrat says, such a person has found the real enjoyment of his town. He is now in the spring of his town. In other words, he is enjoying his life. When you run away and you make hijrat for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any ulterior motive, for any other dunyawi reason, but for the pleasure of Allah, that person has got now the real enjoyment and the garden of his town. And what is the sign of this? That he is zaruri gunahu kubi chorde. Asla hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Hazrat says, actually hijrat is not just to leave your home and move from one town to another or one country to another country. The real hijrat, where you really get the enjoyment of life and you'll be now in a different state of enjoyment, is when you run away from gunas. As Hazrat is teaching us here, that our only enemy is sins. When we run away from sins, then only it will be that a person has made hijrat. He has run away. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the time particularly. Fafirru ila Allah, run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. But today, myself, all of us, we must see that this condition we are going through is how many months. But so many of us are more involved in the social media. So many people are more involved on watching all haram movies, etc. So many people haven't, Allah Ta'ala knows, performed namaz, but haven't seen the masjid for so many months. How sad is this condition? We have to be running now towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then only Allah Ta'ala will send His mercy. Because that is the real hijrat. That is where we have to be running to. And then Hazrat further explains that where you will get this enjoyment and how you will find this. Ye faizane aao fuha, dekh lo damane ko me dil hai kaisa magan. That this is the barkat, the special virtue of a person. When you come in the company of the friends of Allah, then you learn that I have to make hijrat from my sins. And how to make hijrat? The first step is crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat, making tawbah, istighfar. So Hazrat says, look at the barkat of this ayah and fughat, and a person takes out a deep sigh of regret. how did I spend my life? Even in the name of Allah, Allah has kept the tawbah. If we just stretch it a little, Allah, at the end we'll see that a person regrets, Ya Allah, you giving me everything and I'm unmindful of you. And a person comes to his realization, and he sincerely from his heart, he feels sad and regretful. Even if one tear doesn't come out from his eyes, but from his heart the tears are coming out. Hazrat says, look at now, just look at the great enjoyment and the virtue of just crying to Allah Ta'ala, that a person can be at the lap of the mountain alone, but he is in a state of enjoyment. He is not alone, he is connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is real isolation, that a person isolates himself from all this WhatsApp, all the haram, and get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not this artificial isolation, what shaitan teaches, that everybody wants to worry about. And the real isolation, the more a person gets the enjoyment of the name of Allah, the more he is disinclined from mixing with people, and more disinclined from the news of this world. And wherever he is, whether he is alone at the lap of the mountain, whether he is together with people, but he is in a different state of enjoyment. Pa badil yaqeen paayega nisbati awliya jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Hazrat says, now such a person, definitely you will get this nisbat, that connection of the real friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Hazrat Allah ta'ala says, Rabbana atmim lana noorana. Allah will complete that noor in our heart when you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consciously with the guidance of a sheikh, and a person runs away from the disobedience of Allah. Hazrat says that inshallah such a person will definitely get this nisbat, this connection of Allah, when now your heart is totally connected to Allah, and your heart is disconnected from all these artificial attractions of this world. Whatever it may be, whether it's social media, sadly, people were locked down, we're supposed to be running to Allah Ta'ala. The sports open up little, everybody is worried about death now. How sad is my condition, that I have to check my heart. Where is my heart attached to? Do I get attachment in the masjid? Do I get attachment with the zikr of Allah, with the Quran Pak? That is how I should judge my condition. Shehre Mahboob hoga jahabi kahi. Aashiqo ka suna hai, wahi hai watan. Hazrat explains that where you get this love of Allah from your beloved, that great, that Shaykh who has taught you the love of Allah, now you are just looking forward to be in his city. Wherever you stay, your city is actually the city of your beloved. You enjoy more to be in the city of your beloved who taught you about Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have see Hazrat says that the real lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hometown is not where they really stay. Their hometown is where their Shaykh has given them the love of Allah. So they just die to be in that town, and they enjoy that area. And then who gave the whole world this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat? The greatest personality, our beloved, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously a real love of Allah ta'ala, fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahu, kaash hota madina mein mera watan. Then what can I say, O friends, of the real enjoyment of Madina Sharif? This is the sign and shows that what love the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got. And they learn this love from their mashayikh. And then they realize that the greatest love after Allah Rabbul Izzat should be of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all the time a person, his desire is, I wish Madina Sharif was my hometown. But the sign of that is how much durood we are reciting upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much are we checking whether the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming in my life or not. Further Hazrat explains this enjoyment. Kis tarah main kahu dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. That how can I say from the bottom of my heart, O friends, that my city, my hometown should all the time be all the time inhabited and all the time be busy like the city of Medina Sharif. That is actually our home where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with untold efforts, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't leave a stone unturned to spread this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until today, Allah ta'ala opened without all these artificial conditions, the doors of Haramain Sharifain, that once again we can go and get the Mubarak Anwarat and blessings from Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam directly. And then what can be said of the enjoyment of that city? Hey, watan mein, magar dil Madina mein hai. Eh, Madina, fida, tujhpe ho, sad watan. That although I may be in my hometown, and I think I'm staying in a luxurious home, but that person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can only have the love of Allah if you got perfect and complete love for Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. And this starts with the love of our mashayikh. If we don't love our pious servants of Allah, especially your Shaykh, then how are you going to learn of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then how will we learn of the love of Allah? So Hazrat says, when you got this love of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is penetrating the heart, then you might be in your hometown, you might be living in a nice house, but you will sacrifice millions of such cities. It can be how beautiful in the world, but it can never compare to the city of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll sacrifice everything for Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be in his close proximity, in his majlis. Nek logo mein ho sahibe darde dil, hai chaman mein koi jaise raske chaman. Then Hazrat gives a beautiful example of that great personality who has inculcated this love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. He enjoys the zikr and he wants to teach the love of Allah Ta'ala to everybody. That person's example is like a beautiful garden. And in that garden, Allahu Akbar, amongst the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that person who's got the pain of the love of Allah, sahib-e dard-e dil, the one who's got the pain of the love of Allah and he wants to just spread it, he is like in a beautiful garden with all beautiful flowers, but all the whole garden is envying this person. That look at this rose, look at this flower. The beauty of it outweighs all of us. The fragrance of it is so beautiful. So similarly, in a beautiful majlis, all pious people, but the sahib-e dard-e dil, that person with the love of Allah, automatically he stands out. And his noor spreads throughout the world. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to get an iota of this reality from our shaykh and our mashayikh. Roze shab hai ye akhtar ki aao fuha, bakhsh de roze behshar mujhe zulminan. Then Hazrat teaches us, the more you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you are worried how you're going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have just that, no, I am the close friend of Allah, I will just pass. No, a person is continuously worried. In this world I must stay away from sin. And when I come in the court of Allah, Hazrat says, day and night, Akhtar, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib is crying to Allah, begging to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, please, you are Zulminan, you are that great being who just gives favors abundantly without deserving it. So please forgive me on that day of Qiyamah. Don't disgrace me on that day of Qiyamah. This is my worry that I should inculcate in my heart and all our worry. Then a person will be in a real garden and have an enjoyable life. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem amma ba'd. Reading from the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi is writing the cures for the problems which are facing the Ummah. And the first point which he mentioned was on Taqdeer. That whatever is happening in the world is happening by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to believe in Taqdeer. A hadith on Taqdeer. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you can never be a believer as long as you do not believe in Taqdeer, in its good and its bad, to such an extent that whatever is to happen will not be warded off, and whatever is not to happen will not occur. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, I was once behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said to me, O my son, I shall inform you of a few things. Remember Allah and He will protect you. Remember Allah and you will find Him close to you. When you have to ask for something, ask of Allah Ta'ala. When you require aid, seek His aid. Believe firmly that if all creation desires to benefit you in anything, they can never benefit you but that which Allah has decreed for you. If they all unite to harm you, they will not be able to harm you in anything but that which Allah Ta'ala has decreed for you. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already predestined five things for all people, namely your age, your sustenance, your deeds, your place of burial, and the final salvation or condemnation, your final result. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not advance to acquire something thinking that you can acquire it by your efforts, even though Allah Ta'ala has not predestined it for you, nor retreat from something thinking that you will be able to remove it by your efforts, even though Allah Ta'ala has predestined it for you. Hazrat writes, whatever Allah Ta'ala has predestined will come to pass, no matter what efforts are made by man to gain or ward it off. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, strive to acquire what is beneficial for you. Seek the aid of Allah. Do not lose courage. And if a setback overtakes you, do not say, if I had done this, then it would have happened like this. That is, it wouldn't have happened. Instead say, Allah Ta'ala has ordained this. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has willed, has happened. The above hadith have been extracted from Jamul Fawaid. These hadiths pertain largely to taqdeer. The narrations which will come thereafter will apply more to tawakkul. InshaAllah we will continue from there.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من قول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله فإنها من كنز الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are all facing this pandemic, and unfortunately many of us are in panic, and when a person, unless he's not in a panic state, people think he's not taking it seriously, unless you don't panic. And panic is half of the disease. When a person is fearful and is panicking, then that is half of the disease. And in that condition, whatever you can hold on to, you will hold. A drowning person will want to hold on a straw also. And of course a straw is not going to save him. And Shaitan's planning, he's got all those things that we must hang on to, which are man-made, and people are hanging on to them, but that cannot protect a person. As we are witnessing, so many people are taking all the precautions. In fact, where most of, over 100% precautions are taken, hospitals, clinics, etc., regular news item that this hospital is closed for so many days, so many have tested positive for the virus, etc. So there we see that in spite of all the precautions that we are not succeeding, we are holding on to the straw. On the other hand, we see there are those places, industries, where practically no precautions are taken. The taxi industry, for example, practically no precaution, but we don't hear of any outbreak of the virus there or anything. So it is all in the hands of Allah, and just as Maulana explained now, our full yaqeen, iman, is on taqdeer. That what Allah Ta'ala has explained, and the hadith Maulana mentioned, which has come in the hadith in the kitab, was where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ibn Abbas, and at that time he was a little child, he was not yet baligh also, what iman he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in turn what iman he has taught the ummah, those who were believe, and what words of what firm iman. So Allah give us tawfiq to that, our iman is the most important, and that we all must have the purpose of life in front of us. A person, if we are living our life, even making namaz, tilawat, everything, but the why I'm here, that is not in front of me. None of us have come in the world of our own accord. Nobody filled in an application form that I want to go in dunya. We have been sent here, not that we are here, that we have come here. And Allah has sent us. And when somebody sends somebody for something to a certain place, it's for a purpose. And nobody can leave this dunya until it is his time. No matter how much we want to live and we take all the precautions, but if it's our time, we will go. And if it's not our time, no matter what happens around us, we won't be able to go. So it is fixed for us. So why are we here? And that should be predominantly on our minds all the time. A person who goes out for a drive, he's got no, not going anywhere, just driving around. But he's also perhaps going to relax his mind. So he's just driving around, just walking around. When really, there isn't time for that also. We are here to prepare for Akhirat. And in for that life, which is not a thousand, not a million, not a billion, not trillion, not trillions of years also, forever and ever. And to prepare for that, we've got the 60, 70 year span. So we have got really no time. And still we want to just relax also. We see the lives of the Buzurgs who understood why we are here to prepare for that eternal life. Then we see they don't, even they're eating, how much they shouldn't spend time on eating also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, for a number of years, for a long period, he did not have supper because he was busy with his studies. Before that, his sister would take pity on him and she should feed him while he's studying. But he shouldn't give his time for eating. And when his sister was not there, then he gave up eating. But his studies he did not give up. So like that, Allah give us tawfiq. One buzur calculated that from preparing like barley or something, cooking it, and oats or something like that, and eating it, and just putting it in the mouth and drinking water over it. He says the difference was, I could say, a certain amount of times more Subhanallah. So he gave it, he just put it in his mouth, drank water, so that he could just say Subhanallah so many more times. We haven't got that value today now. Allah give us tawfiq. So one great, great remedy that we have been taught, which is 100%, to save us from this pandemic, to save us from all this fear that we have got, everything is the words La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. As simple as that. And the whole of deen, ad-deenu yusrun, deen is easy, deen is simple, deen is cheap, monetary wise. Allah made it free. Allah made the system. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam also who came, they all said that ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. I don't ask you for any reward of this. My services are completely free. And till today Allah has kept the righteous ulama, they won't charge for anything. They will read qiraat, no charges for that qiraat. They will give a bayan, no charges for the bayan. Everything they will do, Allah has kept the system. So, deen is like that. What is the greatest necessity? Today, we realize it more than water. A Muslim, compared to all other people, is one who needs most water for istinja, for ghusl, for wuzu. All the time he needs water. But more than that, what all of us need is oxygen. And that Allah has made complete. Water we still pay for, not the water, for it to come till our house, till our tap. With that we have, for all that services we pay. The water itself, one drop nobody can pay. But oxygen, Allah made it that there are no pipes or anything, that the oxygen, if Allah made it for everyone, the poorest person is also getting his oxygen. So Allah's system is like that, that what is of the most necessary things for our life, Allah made it the most easiest available and the most and free of charge. So like that, this greatest, one of the greatest things, and there are so many other things in our deen which are so beneficial. So the kalima, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, increase akthar, in abundance say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then why should we say it? Fa innaha min kanzil jannah. It is from the treasures of jannah. If our yaqeen is there really, that the treasures of Jannah, yeah, in this world some treasures somebody will speak about. In Johannesburg when gold was found, people from around the world came. When diamonds were found in Kimberley, the people from the world came. They left families, how they lived, everything, how they traveled, but for the diamond rush, for the gold rush. But if we will know, Allah put it in my heart, in our heart, the rush for the treasures of Jannah, which have been told to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Makhul radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a tabi', one who saw the Sahaba. He was a man from Sudan, but he was one of the most prominent ulama of Sham, Syria. He was a mufti. And whenever he should write his fatwas, he should read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La malja wa la manja min Allahi illa ilay. He should write that. And he used to say also that this year, by reading the kalima with this La malja wa la manja min Allahi illa ilay, then kashafallahu anhu sab'ina baba min ad-dur adnaha al-faqr. Allah Ta'ala will remove 70 doors of harm from that person. And the lowest, the least of them all is poverty. What is more than that is much more. But by reading this kalima, Allah will remove poverty from a person. And today many people, my job I've lost, my shop is closed, we are fearing poverty. Many of us insurance policies, if I don't have an insurance policy, I don't have medical aid, I don't have a hospital plan, what will happen to me? By reading this, Allah give us that yaqeen. Our yaqeen has moved on that hospital plan. Our yaqeen is moved on our insurance policy. But the yaqeen on the words of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to check ourselves. And this is, as we will read, the occasion to run and turn to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, La hawla wa la quwwata, read it in abundance. This is a treasure of Jannah. Hazrat Makhul radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that hadith. He's a great tabi' and a great alim. And he used to recite this whenever he used to give fatwa. And he explained that out of 70 harms, or it saves a person, and the lowest, the least is of poverty, a person will be saved. And then the meaning of this, la mahraba wa la makhlasa, that there is no running away, there is nowhere you can gain refuge from Allah Ta'ala, from the anger of Allah and from the punishment of Allah. No way you can run away and save yourself from the punishment of Allah, from the anger of Allah, and no way you can go and get refuge, lock yourself up in a room, in a cell or anything, nowhere, but that you turn to Allah. That is what we have to do. We have to turn back to the masajid. We have to turn back to the deen of Allah. We have to bring back the deen as the deen was, and it was taught to us and brought to us. That is, we have to go back to that deen. In there is our salvation. Not running away from Allah. Nobody can escape Allah. And nobody can escape the anger and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. The only thing which one can do, which is the only sensible imani thing, is to run to Allah. That is the only way. And we see this, Allah teaches us. Many times a mother hits the child, shouts the child, but the child runs to the mother. Doesn't run away from them. It knows that everything of mine has to do with my mother. So we have to turn to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. بِالرُّجُوعِ إِلَى رِضَائِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. We have to go to the mercy of Allah and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith Imam Makhul narrated, that is what is called a hadith, a mawquf. He didn't mention the narrator still, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned, this narrated this hadith, and directly from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the words, La malja min Allahi illa ilayh. And this is in Nasai Sharif, which is a hadith, marfu'. That is, he mentions the narrator, tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This beautiful words, they are referred to as the treasures of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ كَنْزِ الْجَنَّةِ. If really we can, if we can think about it a bit, that yeah, a great personality like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true muhaddithin, and how they were checked for small things which we will overlook, that hadith was correct, 100% sahih hadith, but the narrator of the hadith had some little bit weakness, and many ulama of that category, of that field, they had various levels by which they judged, by which we will not accept. Like a person has to give testimony in court, he has to give evidence, but if he's a known liar, etc., or anything else, then it's not accepted. But yeah, there's so many things a person, we know that how much he's lying. He's standing in the box and you know he's lying so much. But yeah, his testimony, but for the hadith, what criteria has been set, that how the hadith has come to us. So anyway, this hadith, which from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadiq al-Amin. His enemies called him As-Sadiq al-Amin. And all the great muhaddithin who have brought the hadith until today, how they have tested the hadith, and how they have, that which hadith will we accept, which won't we accept, this knowledge has come to us in that way. That is that which is going to give us our protection, which is so solid. On the other side, which is full of human error, which is trial and error, which is failing people. In spite of all this effort, the virus is just carrying on all the time. So if we can turn and Allah put it in our heart, the true protection which Allah has given us, and we read this, and we read it regularly, inshallah. So this hadith, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's a treasure from the treasures of Jannat. In Jannat, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, the great throne of Allah Ta'ala, is the roof of Jannat. That is the roof of the height, the highest. That is where the highest stage of Jannat is. And by reading this hadith, by reading these words, just la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, in one riwayat, we will come to that more in detail, that we should read it 70 times a day. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was really Shafiqul Ummah. What kindness and what compassion he showed for the Ummah. He showed that even if we read it just 7 times a day, because all good deeds are multiplied by 10, the minimum. So if we read it 7 times, it is multiplied by 10, it is like 7. We should try and read it 70, which doesn't take long at all. But at least minimum, read it 7 times. And even if we just read the words La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, even that. And we read illa billah al-aliyy al-azim, that we know is in the third kalima. And we add the words La malja'a wa la manja'a min Allahi illa ilayh. That will be much, much more better. So if a person will read that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, automatically 100%, keep on doing it. Not just one day and finish. We don't take our medicine, one day we tell doctor, I'm still sick. He say, finish your course, what you have to do. So if we will keep on reading it, then we will see automatically, we will be shocked. Gunas that we couldn't think I can leave, they start leaving us. Not only leaving us, hatred of that gunas will come. I'm a fanatic in sports. I go mad over my sport. Just start reading this 7 times a day. You will see the time will come when you will actually, what you have to hate that sport, you will start hating it. I just can't stay away from looking at women. I just have to look. I can't live without that. But just read this, you will see the hatred of it will come. And one great benefit of that, which is also together with that, your wife, when you're looking at other women, she looks like a filthy hag. She got no appeal for you. I don't get any enjoyment looking at my wife. But just read this and you will see the hatred of looking at other women will come. And your wife will appear to be the whore of Jannat in this dunya for you. That she is the most beautiful woman. And you will find joy with her. And your life will become a life of Jannat with your whore in this dunya. Just by reading this La Hawla Wala, but do, let us do it. And do it regularly. So the love of good deeds. Like for example, I'm a person, I just can't get to the masjid. I find every excuse to stay away from the masjid. Just start reading it and the love of the masjid will come in the heart. And Allah will make us among those people whose hearts are connected with the masjid. That we will enjoy sitting in the masjid. As we read about Madinatul Munawwara, nothing else in the world will appeal to us. No other place will have attraction. But Madina Sharif, it will have great attraction for us. We will want to go to Madina Sharif, to Makkah Sharif. Allah will. So this, by reading this, a person will get the tawfiq of doing good deeds, loving good deeds. In fact, we will come where we will thank Allah. We'll make our shukr regularly. Ya Allah, you made namaz for us on us. Ya Allah, you open the doors of your masjid for us. We are going to your masjid. You'll make Allah shukr, not as a duty that I have to make my namaz, which is also very good. But one is when your deen becomes your hobby, it becomes your passion. Like people who die for the sports, people who will die for motor racing, people who will die for boxing, rugby, what stupid things, but they will die for that. What really we have to die for, deen, for akhirat, Allah will make that. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abdullah ibn Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not tell you of the treasures of Jannat? The treasure of Jannat, a great, great treasure. He said, please do tell me. This was the Sahaba. Many times we read in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not give you a gift? Should I not tell you of something valuable? Yes, should I not give you the treasure of Jannat? And the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala, we are not far away. Allah make us maaf, we are opposite. When we think of a gift, it's a material thing. A gift of some wazifa, a gift of an ayat, that we don't think, whereas those are the real gifts. May Allah bring our iman to that level, that we really regard those as our gifts. So he said, please do, and the Sahaba always, they should say, please give it to us, please tell us. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told the Quraysh of Makkah that I've got such a kalima that very valuable. Then they asked, what is it? He said, La ilaha illallah. People of the following of Abu Lahab, what they said, for this you gathered us. You brought us all together just to tell us. If we tell somebody about deen, for this you called us. If we invite people and we tell them, I want to tell you something very special, the family. If we got a bri on, it's everything for them. Mm-hmm. But if we tell them, I just called you to tell you about deen. In fact, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, those people, that when you speak about deen to them, then we speak about dunya, anything, even topics like the weather, anything, not important topics also. Today people think politics is an important topic. Sports is a very important topic, all that. But any other thing also, people will still listen. But the minute you speak about deen, the people want to sleep away. People, now they find excuses. Now I have to go. Now I can't stay anymore, etc. So Allah make us that we have that deen. So this kalima, There are four reasons the ulama have given why it has been called the treasure of Jannat. The one is that a treasure is something that you have got it, but you don't know you have got it. That is what is called a treasure. Like in your garden, under your house, you don't know, but gold is buried there. Or a whole treasure box of diamonds, jewels, pearls are buried. Somebody with a machine that can detect it, he came and he found it, that he says, yeah, you don't know what you have got here. That is what is called a treasure. You have got it, but you don't know its value. We all have got la hawla wa la quwwata. But today, what is our condition? Our la hawla wa la quwwata is to read it if we see a pig. The la hawla wa la quwwata. This is such a great treasure. Not just to read when you see a pig or something, or somebody speaks of some guna, some bad thing somebody did. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is something that we have to like hold. It's a treasure from Jannah. It's a great treasure. We have got it, but we don't know the value. Therefore, that is the one reason why it is called a treasure of Jannah. Otherwise, it is because it is of all the zakhira. All your storage, all the things that you have to make up for, all what you have to earn, what you have to gain, it is that. What you have to gain for your akhirat is by reading La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Such a great value. So by reading it, you are filling up your preparation for your eternal life. And as we will see, similar meaning, or it is called a treasure of Jannat, because by it a person will get all the namats of Jannat. And Allahu Akbar, the namats, think of the food of Jannat, think of the fruit of Jannat, think of the beautiful scenes of Jannat, think of the beautiful Hurul Ain of Jannah, what they will be, and they will be virgins forever. And they will never get angry with a person. They will be always smiling. The saliva is so sweet that if one drop has to fall in the seven oceans, which is salty, it will make it all sweet also. If one little bit of the urni has to come into this world, the sun and the moon will appear to be without light. In view of the light of that, like you got a candle burning, where there were lights were gone, and then the lights came back. Now that candle is like no light is to give it. So what will be? This is what the la hawla wa la quwwata will be delivering all this for us. And the fourth is, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi said that it is called the treasures of Jannat for the person who reads this kalima. It will give him great, great, beautiful sawab, collect all his sawabs in the akhirah. So sampa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and for us at this time, this kalima, in another riwayat of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 99 diseases it cures, and the lowest of them all is gham and worry that totally melts a person. He can't eat also. He's mixed up. Everything. He's got so much worry on his head. He can't eat also. He can't sleep at night also. He can't do anything. He's just overtaken by so much of worry. Today this panic which is with people. We can't believe how much panic people have got. Just keep on reading this and see how it will give us salvation. This will make sense for us if we build our iman. But if we got on other things our yaqeen and our iman is, then unfortunately this won't make any, not much, but it won't make any sense to us. And if we have got that iman, that spark of that iman on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of Allah Ta'ala, then this will be more than enough for us. And it will give us great, great solace. And not only solace, the real protection it will give us also. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we appreciate the great, great words that we have been taught. So, 7 times, and if we read it 500 times, read Durood e Tunjina before, and 500 times, some of our, when I mentioned it to how many of us, I'm surprised myself, what miracles it has worked. how many of our friends, what problems they had, they say almost immediately it changed. And if it's not immediately, carry on. And 500 times, one friend just told now lately, it takes me only half an hour to read. And we can share it with people. We got 5 people, let each one read it 100 times. We got 10 people, each one read it 50 times. And then read again, Durud Ektum Jina, make dua. And really, it has worked miracles for so many people. And not only this problem, many other problems also. Any other problem also. It will solve our problems. And read it with that yaqeen, that these are the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say 100% it will work for us. May Allah give us tawfiq, and with the problems which are there, turn to them with the correct things, and see inshallah, definitely Allah Ta'ala will relieve us of all these problems. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.